I got into the news business really because of cartoons. That's where it started. As a child, I would read the newspaper with my mom and dad, and after I got done with the funnies, I would move over to the political cartoons. I was very happy to be reading what they were reading. I couldn't believe somebody was allowed to make the president of the United States look like that. It was subversive, and it was absurd, and yet it did look like Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. And as I got older, I just appreciated more and more how political cartoons can raise issues in a way that also hits you in the gut. And I found a kindred spirit in our next guest. University of Washington librarian Jessica Albano loves political cartoons so much that she and her team put together exhibits every 4 years showcasing cartoons about the presidential elections. Albano told me why she finds cartoons so powerful.
Within one single frame, a cartoonist is able to depict the issues that are happening and being discussed, the events that have occurred. It just takes a few brushstrokes and a few words, and you immediately get their biting criticism over what's happening in the world today.
Yeah, it can be hard to read a whole editorial, much less news coverage.
It takes a long time to read an editorial and really think about it, because they are complicated issues that people are describing. And so the cartoons to us are similar to watching like Samantha Bee Show or Stephen Colbert or The Daily Show. Those clips are so easily accessible, and you watch a few minutes and you get the point immediately. And cartoons are the same way. And we find them just as appealing to UW students as those sorts of videos that they're watching online to get their news.
It's such a tricky word, cartoons. To those who think silly, political cartoons are just such a craft.
Oh, definitely. I'm in awe. It's an art.
You've been watching political cartoons since around September 11, 2001?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We get a lot of newspapers from around the world in our library collection, in Suslo Library. And right after 9/11, they started coming in. And they showed such poignant signs of empathy and sympathy towards what we were going through. Lots of tears on their national symbols in the cartoons. And so we wanted to show that on the display boards. And then we saw them changing. The focus of the cartoon started changing as we marched closer to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they started showing more fear and eventually hostility towards the United States over our actions and what we were doing. And it was just so wonderful to show that graphically, that in 2004, we were looking for an excuse to do another cartoon exhibit. And so we've done it for every presidential election since then.
You've brought with you a few favorites from this election season. Will you narrate a few?
Sure, of course. One that recently came out in August is from the Houston Chronicle by Nick Anderson. And it shows a woman with media written on her back of her dress. And she's pushing a baby carriage with a baby Donald Trump in there. And there's a gentleman passing by, and baby Trump says, "She's trying to destroy me." And the gentleman says, "Didn't she create you?" Which is just such a wonderful thing, because it's been amazing to watch Donald Trump get so much media attention and kind of take the oxygen out of the room, it seems like. I mean, he's dominating the cartoon landscape just like he's dominating the media airwaves from what we've seen. So I love this cartoon and how now he's mad that the media have kind of turned on him and they're starting to hold him accountable for what he's saying.
And what hits you right away in this cartoon is the caricature of Donald Trump as this orange-faced baby, which is a feature of this season. How do you caricature Donald Trump as a cartoonist?
Oh, they're doing it in lots of different ways. There's a lot of fun with his hair. It's usually crazy and flying away in the wind.
But isn't it so crazy that it's hard to caricature?
Well,
I mean, just Donald Trump in general. Do you find cartoonists struggling with that or making hay, having a great time?
I think they're having a great time. I can't speak for them, but it looks like they're having a great time. They're having a great time with his physical appearance. I mean, his hands are tiny. He has a big old belly in a lot of them. And a lot of them just kind of creep us out or like gross. I mean, there's been a lot of play with the Olympics and showing him as a diver and saying, if I don't win this race, the race is rigged, and, you know, plays on that. And I don't want to see Trump in a swim trunks, to be honest.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Yeah, I am too.
No. What's another cartoon for
okay.
this season?
Well, one about Hillary, because we really try to be fair and balanced in our displays. So there's one from the Arizona Republic from Steve Benson, and it's titled Hillary Rising. And it shows Hillary as a cross between a donkey and Pinocchio. And her nose is growing, but it's not growing straight out like Pinocchio's nose. It looks like a graph on an opinion poll. And it says, Americans think she's lying. And that's what a lot of the cartoons about Hillary have been about, her lying or her billionaire dollars that she's bringing in and her email scandal.
And how are cartoonists physically capturing Hillary?
Well, she's often likened to this donkey Pinocchio character, but she's also shown as just a small frumpy woman in frumpy pantsuits. She doesn't garner the same reaction or kind of the uncomfortable reaction in me that the Donald Trump cartoons get. Yeah. It's mostly her words and how they're accusing her of what she's doing that I find powerful.
You said you've been following political cartoons for years now. How are the cartoons from this election season different from campaigns past?
Well, the cartoons are similar in the way that they're critical and they highlight the candidate's flaws and use satire and humor, but they also seem different. And one of the reasons is there's just the sheer amount against one candidate. So it's Donald Trump just taking a lot of the attention. And even the cartoonists that over the past elections who have tended to lean a little bit more conservatively in what they were drawing, or it was kind of obvious they were more against the Democratic candidate, they're all critical of Donald Trump and what he's saying. And so the sheer numbers speak volumes. And some of them are depicted in ways I would have never really imagined a presidential candidate being depicted as. I mean, they're always harsh and in your face, but he's shown in very unflattering lights. I mean, he's shown as a bulldog. He's depicted as such a bully. And it's not really something I've seen before.
You're not just collecting election-related cartoons, you're picking up on lots of current events, the police violence, for example. Tell us about that.
Our primary focus is the presidential election, but it's impossible to ignore the events as they unfold. So the first event we started putting up when we started back in mid-June was the shootings at the nightclub in Orlando. And sometimes these things make their way into the political conversation and sometimes they don't. But we have one poster that we titled The Summer of 2016. And because it just has that vibe with the summer of 68. And so we're highlighting Black Lives Matter and the police shootings. And some of those are the most impactful because you expect a cartoon to be funny and happy, but biting. But these are just sad and heartbreaking.
What's one of those cartoons?
So this one is from the Miami Herald, Jim Morin from July 8th. And the title is We Had Better Overcome. And it's a white policeman and a black man. And the policeman is holding his hat in his hand and they're arm in arm. And the black man has a Black Lives Matter T-shirt on and they're both shedding a tear. And so the only words are we had better overcome. But it says so much. It's like we need to address this and overcome this or we're really going to hurt in the future.
That poignancy and that, in a way, simplicity, together, apart, it just is perfect for a political cartoon.
Definitely.
Jessica, you and I have been bonding over how much we both love editorial cartoons, and I have since I was a child. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why do these cartoons matter so much?
I think they matter because they represent our history and what we're experiencing today in a graphical, powerful, biting way. And something about graphics or visual, even though it's a still image, still resonates so deeply. And it's just an amazing art form that with just such few words, they can say so much. And they either appeal to us because we really agree with them, or we might really disagree, and then it makes us really angry. But either way, we want to show them to our friends.
University of Washington librarian Jessica Albano telling you about this current collection of cartoons, which you can see at the Suzalo Library on the UW campus in Seattle. They've got cartoons from papers all over the country, and they're adding new ones every day. Jessica says she hopes the exhibit will spark conversation, and more than that, that they will encourage Husky students to vote.